Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Anyway, fast forward to this past week. She was back in LA from being in college, and she asked me to get lunch. And at first, I'm going to be honest, I was not going to do it. But then I called my mom, and she was like, this could be great podcast research. So I did this one for you guys. Hello, everybody. It's Ellie Zeiler. Welcome back to another episode of my podcast, I'll Be Your Sister, where I give you all the sisterly advice that you will ever need. Today, we are talking all things friendships in the sense of old friends, new friends. I've really been thinking about the concept of a friend that brings you up and is like an energy charger versus an energy drainer. I also met up with a very old friend of mine this week, and I walked away with a lot of things to talk about. But first, I wanted to get into our third episode of having video, and also, with that being said, an outfit of the day. Today, we are filming this on a Monday. I had actually the craziest weekend this weekend. I started out on Friday. I went to a Lancome event and then a Sabrina Carpenter concert, which was so freaking fun. Ever since COVID happened, I forgot how much I love going to concerts. And it felt really cool being there because I got to meet a lot of you guys. And also, I'm a huge Sabrina Carpenter fan. And I found out after the concert that she follows me on TikTok, and she only follows 75 people. So maybe this clip will somehow find her. But I really, really enjoyed seeing that. And then on Saturday, I went to a fun friend's dinner. And then yesterday, which was Sunday, I got invited to the LA Fashion Awards, and I wore this like insane white dress that, go to my Instagram to see the dress because I just posted the pictures, but I felt very, very good and I had a really great weekend. This weekend, I knew going into it, I had such a crazy weekend, and I finally decided to get back onto YouTube and vlog this whole weekend. I still have to edit it, but it will be on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is at Ellie Zeiler, but my real subscribers on that YouTube channel know that I used to be so dedicated to vlogging and like making videos, and I completely stopped for like literally a year. So it's comeback season. I'm coming back to YouTube. But why I said that that's funny is because with award shows like that, basically with like a little fun fact, with outfits that usually people wear to like these big award shows or just big events in general, or usually when you see someone wearing like a very fancy dress, most of the time on social media and in this entertainment industry, that is so professional of me to say, usually the dress is actually rented from like a showroom or a stylist or something like that. And I rented that dress for the weekend and the week. And it also, I chose these shoes that I'm wearing today as well, because I felt like I needed to get double use out of them because they're not mine and I think that they're gorgeous. So with that being said, let's get into my OOTD of the week. My OOTD this week, first starting off with, oh, by the way, if you want to watch, guys, if you didn't know, we're on the third episode now, but I'll Be Your Sister is now not only a podcast, but also a vodcast, meaning video podcast, same with like vlog, which is video blog. Just some information for you guys. But if you guys want to watch this podcast, you can watch it on the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel. But if you can't watch it and you're just listening, I will do my best to describe my outfit right now. All right, starting off, I have these insanely gorgeous Saint Laurent shoes that are white. They match my dress. They have like little shimmer diamonds, rhinestones on the bottom or on the tip of the shoe. Moving on with my pants, I'm wearing these Levi's. I think these are 501 jeans. You guys know if you follow me on TikTok that I freaking love Levi's. I think they are my absolute favorite jeans. I think they're perfect for any occasion. And by the way, they're very comfortable to sit in. So that's what I'm wearing on the bottom. Then on the top, I'm wearing this really cute, precious pink sweater from this company called Nana Jacqueline. And it's like this cute little collared shirt. I don't know. I want it to be preppy and dress up for you guys today. So that's my outfit of the podcast this week. All right. It magically appeared. My notebook that says my name on it has been on, is now on my lap. That matches my sweater. So everyone said that it's okay to have on my lap for the podcast. I kind of introed it in the first part of this episode, but today I am talking all things friendships. I've been thinking a lot about the friendships in my life and reassessing them a little bit. And also I had a situation this week where I saw a friend for the first time in a very, very long time, and I walked away with a lot of different opinions on what had happened. And so let's get into it. Woo! All right, so first I wanted to talk about my own personal experience and how the idea of this podcast episode came about, which is basically I had this friend. When I had first kind of started coming to LA for my job, I had made friends with her. She's not, she doesn't do social media or anything. I had just met her through mutual friends in LA and things like that. And I started hanging out with her a lot when I was like 16 and 17, so very young. She had a whole friend group, specifically, like, she already had a very best friend. And I think me at the time, I was looking for a best friend. And so I feel like I was extremely open with her and really, really looking to like grasp onto her to be a best friend. And I think that like she took to it as well. Honestly, I feel like in the beginning of our relationship, we had a great relationship. It was a great friendship. Everything was good. I feel like where the friendship kind of strayed off, or like maybe something had happened. I actually didn't exactly ask her what happened as much as I kind of wanted to. But I feel like where it might have gotten weird is because we were good, just us two, but she had a whole friend group that she tried to incorporate me into. And I felt like the friend group, specifically, she already had, again, as I mentioned, a best friend. And I felt like she was getting, like the best friend was getting jealous of me coming into the friend group, which I feel like happens quite often and is a pretty normal thing, which is why I didn't necessarily, like, I guess, fight it when the friendship just decided to stop. Which, honestly, in my opinion, I think that friendship breakups are worse than like boyfriend and girlfriend breakups. I think that like it's so hard because usually with friendship breakups, like, okay, usually in relationships with like a guy or a girl or things like that, when you guys have been dating and you guys decide to like break up, there usually is a conversation that has to be said that's like, we are broken up, period. We can see other people, things like that. Like, it is a very clear breakup. Versus I feel like with friendship breakups, neither of you guys necessarily owe each other an explanation for ending the relationship. And so I think that like leaving it open-ended to like why you might think the relationship ended is one of the hardest parts, I think, of a friendship breakup. I also think that it's hard because sometimes like when they happen and you guys just drift apart and there wasn't necessarily a huge fight that happened, sometimes you can go back and think that like it was all your fault or like something was wrong, but you don't want to be annoying with asking. And so this was definitely, I would call, a pretty hard friendship breakup for me. It was really hard for me because it wasn't, as I was saying before, it wasn't like a complete breakup or like we didn't have a conversation about our friendship breakup, which I don't want to think that like I'm overthinking this, but honestly, I think that instead of this podcast being called I'll Be Your Sister, it should be called Ellie Zeiler Overthinks Everything in Her Life. But it was just really hard because she kind of just stopped responding to me, and like I'd swipe up on her story and she just wouldn't respond, and like I tried to make plans with her and she wouldn't respond. It was just kind of like a ghost, and I totally got the message and backed off pretty instantly. Prior to her reaching out this week, she had actually reached out a couple of months ago to go apologize. I actually tried to go find the text in my text, which is so funny because you like go through and you read back like you guys talking about like just being so open and being so like close with each other, and now looking back it's like we're complete strangers, which is very sad to say out loud, but it's what happens. But she did apologize, I think, a couple of months ago before we decided to see each other this week. And I couldn't find the text. I don't think that the apology was necessarily very sincere. I think, in my opinion, it was something that, like, maybe she had seen something that, like, maybe something in her life reminded her of our friendship. And she thought to, like, on a whim, just like in that moment, reach out and be like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, hope you're doing well, like, let's get lunch when I'm back in LA, blah blah blah. And I was like, whoa, wait, we were literally best friends and then you ghosted me and now you're saying sorry. Which, I mean, on one hand, I feel like when that happens and when someone apologizes, whether that be like an ex or even a friend or someone just in your life that like had wronged you and they apologize, you instantly feel some sort of like, I guess, sigh of relief, like it wasn't all my fault and it wasn't just completely made up in my head, like something did happen and they did do something wrong. So like having that validation is definitely very nice. Anyway, fast forward to this past week, she was back in LA from being in college and she asked me to get lunch. And at first, I'm going to be honest, I was not going to do it. But then I called my mom and she was like, this could be great podcast research. So I did this one for you guys. Just kidding. I actually did learn a lot, but I'm very excited to share what happened. Anyway, she made the reservation for lunch. We sit down. Honestly, guys, I got there on time and I sat there for like 20 minutes before she got there. And I, no joke, thought that I was being stood up on like a friendship day. I legitimately was like, oh my God, this is great. My mom's gonna feel so bad for me. I get to have lunch alone, which is like actually my favorite thing to do. I was like, this could be so amazing because I was having lunch and everyone was like looking at me like I was alone, which I think is the coolest thing ever when you go out to like lunch or dinner alone and get to be like, oh, table for one. Like, yep, I'm a girl boss. I just eat alone. So that is just the little introvert in me that was sitting there for 20 minutes before she got there being like, oh my God, maybe she's just not even coming. This would be great. Cause I was honestly very nervous going into it and just being like, what am I gonna talk about? Like, what kind of, I'm gonna be honest, I was going into it like, I haven't seen this girl for 2 years. I want to put my best self forward because I want her, like, I don't know if this is gonna sound bad, but I wanted her in some ways to like regret her decision of letting me go as a friend, to like see how, I guess, well I was doing or like well I was putting myself together for this lunch, which I guess is hard to admit, but also I feel like we can all, I guess, hopefully relate to that in some way, just like in the sense of like even seeing your ex-boyfriend for the first time in like 2 years. Like in this situation, I was seeing this girl that I knew when I was 16, 17, now I'm 19. And like, I just wanted her to be like, wow, she's really grown up. She looks so good. Her outfit's cute. Like, I don't know, little things like that. So she did end up showing up. And it's just the moment that I saw her, it's just so interesting that like, as soon as I saw her, I was instantly taken back to like when I had first met her, when I was 16 and 17 and like learning all these things for the first time. She really like taught me a lot about LA and a lot about like just this place in general, which was very interesting because honestly, something that we talked about and bonded on was that before, both of us really, really wanted to go to NYU and go to New York for college. She doesn't live in New York. And so I was like, oh, why didn't you go to New York? And she told me her explanation. She's like, why didn't you go to New York? And I didn't know that I felt this way about moving to New York yet from LA, but it came to me in the moment, which basically I talked to her about the fact that like, I felt like the past couple of years that I was visiting LA and like staying with her pretty much, I was very much on her schedule and like in her version of her life here in Los Angeles. And I felt like I really wanted to, like, I've been working on making my own life and like Ellie's own perspective on what LA can be and like on my daily routine here and things like that. And so that was kind of something that we talked about initially. It's interesting because not only when I first saw her did I feel like I instantly went back to like that point of me being 16 and learning so much about life and like honestly just being so insecure and like wanting to learn and like really, really wanting her to be my friend so badly. But it was just so interesting seeing her again because on one hand, I was taken back to like me being 16. And on the other hand, it felt like we like no time had passed and she was just like my friend again. And like we were completely fine and she knew everything about my life, which I was sorely, sorely mistaken because I was sitting here at this lunch and I was like describing things that had happened to me like a year ago. For example, I told a story about my ex-boyfriend and I was like, oh yeah, and blah, 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 did this. And she's like, let's just make up a name for my ex-boyfriend. We're calling him John B. from Outer Banks, even though I've never seen it. Sorry. Anyway, I was telling a story that had happened to me literally a year ago that felt so long ago in my life. And I was sitting there being like, oh yeah, and John B. did this. And she was like, wait, who's John B.? And I was like, oh, wait, the guy that I dated for a year and a half. What do you mean? Like, and so I don't know. It was just very much like I was sitting at this lunch and it was such an interesting feeling that I was feeling because on one hand, I felt like I knew her. I felt like we were just friends again. And on the other hand, I felt like we were complete strangers. And I have shed so much of like all of my insecurities, not all of my insecurities, but like the insecurities that I had at the time when I was 16. Obviously, I'm dealing with a whole new set of insecurities that come along when you're growing up in life. But I felt like all of those were gone. And it was just a very, very interesting lunch. And how the lunch ended, I think, was also very interesting. And honestly, now looking back, my feelings are kind of hurt again. I subject myself to getting my feelings hurt again because after the lunch ended, I dropped her back off at home. She asked me for a ride home and I dropped her back off at her house. And she was like, oh, it was good to see you. Like, I'll text you. Honestly, that night, this was on Saturday. And that was the night that I was going to this friend's birthday dinner. And I was asking her for outfit advice. And she was like, oh, like, let me text you a picture of like something that you could wear, something like that. Like, I have an idea in my head. Like, I'll send you a picture of it. And I was like, oh, yeah, perfect. So she gets out of the car and she was like, I'll see you soon. Like, let's hang out this week. I'll text you that picture, blah, blah, blah. And she never texted me again. And it was just like, I feel like now sitting in this chair, looking back on it, I feel like I subject myself now to even more pain because I was hurt and then I forgave her. And then I tried putting my best self forward and kind of not only having her regret, I guess, friendship breaking up with me, but also realizing that like, oh, this girl's cool. Like, I want to be her friend again. And like, I'm going to try harder this time, which just ended up not happening, which gets me to, I think, like the overall message of this episode that I really wanted to talk about, which is like, some friends are only episode friends. They're only supposed to be in an episode of your life. They're not supposed to be in a whole season. They're not supposed to be in a whole series of your life. They're supposed to just be in a little blip, in a little episode. In this situation, that was when I was 16, 17. I was just moving to LA. I was just starting my career in social media. I was just starting all of these different things. And I thank this friend because I think that she taught me so much. But like years later, now being 19 and sitting at this lunch, I realized that she isn't a longtime friend and she isn't a friend that is going to stay with me for a whole season of my life, or how I like to call it, the series of my life, which is basically a lifelong friend. And I think for that, it's very nice to be aware of those friends, because I feel like it's really easy to look back on those times in your life. And like, I personally look back and feel like I failed that friendship, and I failed, like there was something wrong with me because she didn't want to be friends with me. And now sitting here looking back, I'm realizing that that is such a big part of growing up and going through life, especially when you're like a teenager and going into your 20s and like going through, I guess, all of these people in your life and all of these different friends. I feel like in this time, sometimes you really have to, and I know it sounds cliche, and I know this is something that bothers my mom when I say it, but again, I think that like something that takes a lot of weight off of my shoulders and can make me feel a lot less bad about situations that have happened in my life is truly that everything and every person in your life happens for a reason. And some people are supposed to come into your life for a blip of time, teach you one or two things, and are supposed to drop off. And like the friendship, whether it just fades away, whether you get into a fight, whether you just don't mesh well as friends anymore, honestly, I feel like we can take the weight off of our shoulders that we ourselves are failures, and separately as friends, look at that friendship and be like, we taught each other so much. Now it's time to like be aware of what we just learned and take it into new friendships and take those, I guess, findings and continue with those little tools in our backpack for life. That was such a little Dora the Explorer vibe, but you know, imagine in our life, in the world, in our season of our lives, we have a backpack, and in this backpack we have tools, and we're from friendships that have broken off. Stay with me here, guys. From friendships that have broken off, let's take those friendships and find something that we learned from those friendships, put them in this backpack, so that later on in our life, whether we go through different boyfriends, different girlfriends, different friendships, different relationships, all things in our lives, we take those tools out and we put them so that we can take filled friendships and really grow and learn from them. So wrapping up not only the piece of advice, but also wrapping up my story, we have not spoken since that lunch. And I think that I am going to take my own advice for one of the first times in my life and take what I learned and not fall back into an unhealthy relationship and an unhealthy friendship again. So I think like if she reaches out, I really doubt that she's going to reach out. But if she does, I think like I'll probably deflect it in some way. And I don't think that I will be getting lunch with her again. Moving on from that, I wanted to get into another little segment of this episode and of the episodes now with the vodcast portion, which are my weekly favorites. So let's get into it. Okay, one of my weekly favorites, which is something that I made a TikTok about and also posted on my Instagram story, was this past week I ordered. So this past week I went on a little Amazon spam and I did a deep dive on a bunch of like Amazon fashion things and Amazon dresses. And I got this dupe for this House of CB black dress. And this dress was $17 and I ordered it and I took a chance on the $17 dress and it came and it was so gorgeous. And how I styled it, I think, was so perfect. I styled it with these really nice Jimmy Choo shoes, these like shiny patent leather shoes. And then I styled them with these $40 fake Amazon diamond earrings. And just the way that I put it together, I loved so much. It was definitely a weekly favorite of mine. If you guys want to see what I'm talking about, I did post a video about it on my TikTok. So you can just do a little scroll down and see what I'm talking about. Another weekly favorite and something that I took along with me a lot this weekend was my vlog camera. So basically, my vlog camera, the name of it is the Canon G7X Mark III. You can get it from Canon. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it somewhere online. Just look up what I just said. And fun fact, that is what I take almost all of my Instagram pictures with. I get the question what camera I use for my Instagram pictures all the time. And that is the camera. I just use the flash And it's truly, truly such a good camera, not only for vlogging because it's so tiny and like has a little screen that can flip up so you can see yourself, but also it's really, really great for taking pictures. All right, everybody, I wanted to make this episode a little bit shorter because I felt like this is what I call a little TikTok episode, like just a little pop in your mouth TikTok, just a little like pop in your mouth TikTok, like, you know, you learn something, your breath is fresh, and then it moves on and you can move along with your day. That was such a bad analogy, but in my head, I just think like short episodes should be called TikToks. Like, it's just like a cute little like TikTok episode. Anyway, I really, really hope that you guys learned something from this episode. I really hope that if you are carrying the weight of a failed friendship on your shoulders, I really hope from listening to this episode, hopefully you can take some or hopefully all of that weight off of your shoulders and wrap up that whole bad experience to a learning experience. Trust me, it feels much, much better than carrying that on you all the time. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys want to subscribe to the video portion of this podcast, check out the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel and subscribe down below. And also, you can find this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. I love you guys so much. I'm Ellie Zeiler, and I hope that you guys have a great week, and I will see you guys next week. Love you.